Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to everybody. We're all aware of the heightened significance and importance of davening with a minyan, tefillah b'tzibur. So much so, the Gemara says, Maseches Brachos Davav, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moes b'tfilas harabim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is never disgusted by the tefillos of the tzibur of a minyan. Once 10 men, a quorum comes together, that's a very, very significant and important number, and therefore the Gemara says that the Shechina Ishori, the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, rests in a minyan. And it's for that reason that many Gedolei Yisrael, including many, many contemporarily, go to great lengths to daven with a minyan. In the Sefer Shiltos of Rab Gon, Rab Chaim Yivalazhin, Ost Hezvav. Regarding Reb Chaim Yivalazhin, it says, Miyomomdo al daito lo hispalel ela b'tzibur. Reb Chaim Yivalazhin only davened with the tzibur his entire life. So much so, Pamachas haya b'malon one time. He was staying over in an inn. V'shalach agalos l'kfarim. He sent messengers to a city close by. Kidei shiavo l'spalel mincha b'tzibur. In order that he could gather together a minyan for mincha, he never wanted to miss tefillah b'tzibur. But how far does one have to go to daven with a minyan? A person has an occupation that doesn't allow him to daven with a minyan. What do you do? A person needs to go on vacation and there's not going to be a minyan there. Is one permitted, prohibited? What is the propriety of skipping minyan, missing minyan in light of a vacation, in light of a job, and in light of a family get-together and a variety of other situations that come up? What is the extent that one has to go to daven with a minyan? The Gemara tells us in Maseches Brachos Dav Chavav that there are two makoros, two sources for tefillah. Number one, the Gemara tells us, tefillah keneged avos tiknum. All of tefillos, shachris, mincha, and mariv, were established based upon Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Parshas Vayera, Vayashkem Avram baboker, Avram woke up in the morning, that's tefillah shachris. Yitzchak Avinun, Parshas told us, Vayetze Yitzchak, lasuach basada, that's tefillah mariv. Parshas Vayetze, Vayifka b'mokom ahu, Yaakov established tefillah mariv. But there's no question that Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov did not daven b'tzibur. They didn't daven with the minyan. So what then is the makor for tefillah b'tzibur and tefillah with a minyan? The Gemara tells us a second makor for tefillah. Tefillah keneged tmidim tiknu. Tefillos, shachris, minchan, marv are based upon the korban tamid shel shachar and the korban tamid shel bein harbaim. And of course, that's not a makor either for tefillah b'tzibur or for a minyan. So what is the makor for tefillah b'tzibur if there is a makor at all? The Rambam, Perek Ches, Halacha Aleph of Hilchos Tefillah also seems to indicate that there is no absolute requirement. There is no chiyuv. Rather, it's a maila. Listen to the language of the Rambam. Tefillas hatzibur nishma'as tamid. The tefillah of the tzibur of the rabbim, a minyan, is always heard. Vafilu hay ben chotim, eina kadosh baruch hu moes b'tefillasun shal rabbim. The Rambam quotes the Gemara Brachos that we just cited. A kadosh baruch hu is never disgusted by a tefillah of a tzibur, by a minyan, even if there are wicked people amongst the group. And now listen to the words of the Rambam. Lefichach, tzarech adam, leshatef atzma metzibur. A person has to connect and to partner with a minyan. V'lo yispalel biyachid kol zman shiyachol lehispalel imetzibur. One shouldn't daven alone, biyachidus, as long as one can daven with a minyan. The Rambam doesn't tell you it's a mitzvah to daven b'tzibur. The Rambam doesn't tell you it's a requirement to daven with a minyan. The Rambam simply says that you shouldn't daven by yourself kol zman, as long as you could daven with a tzibur. What does that mean? And how far does one have to go? But certainly the Rambam isn't requiring one to daven with a tzibur. There is no chiyuv. It's not mandatory. It's not required. Nor is it a mitzvah to daven with a tzibur. The language of the Rambam is quite similar to the language of the Tur, as well as the language of the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Tefillah, Siman Tzadi. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Tzadi Siftes, Yishtadel Odom lehispala bebeis haknesses im hatzibur. One should make an effort to daven in a shul with a tzibur, with a minyan. Again, like the Rambam and like the Tur, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say you're required chayav adam lehispala b'tzibur or mitzvah lehispala b'tzibur. The language of the Shulchan Aruch is yishtadel. One should make an effort and go to great lengths to daven in shul with the minyan. But there is no requirement. So thus, both in the Shulchan Aruch and the Tur, as well as in the Rambam, as well as from the Torah, we don't seem to have an absolute requirement, a chov gemura, to daven with the tzibur. Certainly not midiraisa, nor does it seem midirabanan. However, Moshe Feinstein or Archaim Chelik Bey, Simrichov Zayin, and Igris Moshe notes the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch when he was asked by a Talmud Chacham if the Talmud Chacham is required to daven b'tzibur. It's a great effort for him to go to Minyan. He stays up very night, late at night to learn. He's learning all day. To go to daven with the tzibur, with the Minyan, is going to be Mevatel Talmud Torah. Is he required to do that? Rav Moshe says the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch Yishtadel doesn't mean that there is no chiyuv, no requirement, no chova gemura to daven with the Minyan. It's lav dafka. Really, it is a chiyuv. It is mandatory. It is required. And the yishtadel of the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us that a person has to go to great efforts. Not only is there a chiyuv, not only is there a requirement, but you should even be required and go to great efforts to fulfill it. So much so, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, Simin Tzadi Sif Yud Zayin, Tfilah Satzibur. Afal pishu mitzvah midivrehem. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Shulchan Aruch Rav Atanya, Bishnir Zaman Liadi, Simen Tzadi, Sif Yud Zayin, learns indeed that Tfilas HaTzibur is a mitzvah midrabanan. But more than that, he writes, Gedolahi mi mitzvah saseh shaltar. It's even greater than a mitzvah saseh diraisa. Why? Hoil umikachim b'Hashem b'Rabim, because you're mikadesh as Hashem b'Rabim. Not only is it a mitzvah d'Rabbanon of tefillah to daven with the minyan, but it's a mitzvah d'Iraisa to daven with the minyan because it's a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. So both Rav Moshe Feinstein as well as the Shulchan Rav seem to indicate that it's not just a maila, it's not just an added advantage, it's not just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens and hearkens to the tefillah of the rabbim, of the tzibur, of a minyan, but either it's a chiyuv midirabanan or even a chiyuv midiraisa. This is also the opinion of Tosfos Maseches Brachos, Daf Mem Zayin and Beis. The Gemara tells us, Rabbi Elazar, Shichrer Avdo. Rabbi Elazar wasn't able to daven with a minyan, there was no minyan, and he released an Eved Kenani in order to have him be included in the minyan. And the Gemara asks, how can he do that? He was over mitzvah saseh midiraisa, lo'olam b'em tavodu. You have to work the Eved Kenani forever. The Gemara says, mitzvah derabim shani, it's a great mitzvah. And Tosfos understand that that great mitzvah means to be tefillah b'tzibur. Thus, there is a certain tension that exists in the poskim and the Rishonim and the Achronim. How far does one have to go to daven with a minyan? Is it a mitzvah d'iraisa, a mitzvah d'rabbanan? Is it only a midas chasidus or a maila? As noted, the Rambam, the Turin, the Shulchan Aruch don't have any requirement. Doesn't not lashon of a chiyuv. It's yishtadel im yachol. However, on the other hand, both the Shulchan Aruch Rav, as well as the Tosfos Maseches Brachos and Rav Moshe Feinstein, Igris Moshe, Archaim Chelik Beis, Simin Chav Zayin learns that there is indeed a chiyuv. But how does this play itself out in terms of how far one has to go to daven with a minyan? Back in the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Tefillah Simen Tzadi, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Imhu Anos. If a person has an extenuating circumstance where they can't daven with a minyan, in that context they're exempt. Now, what does it mean, anus? What is the extenuating circumstance? Here, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Chavtes, quoting the Magen Avraham, writes two exemptions. Number one, shetosh kocho af she'eino chola. If a person is weak, a person is tired, a person's not feeling well, even though they're not sick, they don't have the halachic category of a chola, such a person is exempt from tefillah. Certainly, somebody who's sick, who's not feeling well, chola she'eish bo sakana, chola she'ein bo sakana, mechush ba'alma, any of those categories would exempt one from davening with the tzibur. But here the Mishnah Berurah, quoting the Magen Avraham, says somebody who's even tosh kocho, he's weak, he doesn't have the energy, the wherewithal to daven with a minyan, such a person would be exempt. The second exemption, says the Mishnah Berurah, ones mamon. A person needs to make a living, a person needs to make a parnasa. And if machmas hishtadluso lespalim et tzibur yavale de hefzeid, if a person will lose money, there'll be financial loss, he'll be docked pay, yachol lehispalel bebeso biyachid. Such a person can daven alone, be yechidos, without a minyan. However, the Mishnah Berurah adds a caveat. It depends if there's a financial loss or if there's not going to be financial gains. Is there a hefseid mamon or is it minyas rebach? Are you getting docked pay? Are you going to get fired? Are you going to lose money or you're not just not going to make money? If you're going to lose money, you're absolutely exempt. If you're not going to make money, there the Mishnah Berurah says, lo yimna mi lehispalel anatzibur. If you're going to not make money, in that circumstance, the Mishnah Berurah says that you should make sure to daven with a minyan. Of course, it's very hard to distinguish contemporarily, certainly, between minyas rebach and hefseid mamon. A person should try to do whatever one can in order to daven b'tzibur. However, the question that I would like to take a look at more carefully is a vacation. Person needs to go away, person needs to go out of town, he needs a break, summer, winter, whatever the situation may be. How can a person leave knowing that there will not be a minyan? Is a person permitted to do so? Indeed, in the Tshuvas of Rav Shmuel Vosner, Shevet HaLevi Chelek Vav, Simen Chav Aleph Os Gimel writes, you can't. It's usher. You can't go on vacation if you know that you're not going to have a minyan. He writes this absolutely and very explicitly, that a person can't put themselves into a matzav, into a place where there's not going to be a minyan. You're being mevatel a mitzvah, whether it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, whether it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan, whether it's a midas chasidus, whatever it is. But in order to abolish that, there needs to be an absolute exemption. Either, as the Mishnah Berurah, quoting the Magen Avraham, says, you're tosh cholcho, you're a chola, you're not feeling well, there's a hefsei mamon. But vacation, that's not included in that list. Rav Moshe Sternbach and Shuvas van Hagos Chelik Beis Simon Samach Gimel writes very similarly to Rav Osner. However, he adds a caveat. Mi shizakuk lemenucha. Three words. Somebody who really needs to rest. Somebody who's in a situation that's very critical and important for them to go on a vacation. In that context, says Rav Moshe Sternbach, Shuvas van Hagos Chelik Beis Simon Samach Gimel, one would be permitted to go on vacation knowing there will not be a minyan. In the Sefer Tfilah Ki Hilchasa, Perek Ches, Siftes, it's also found in Sefer Halicha Shlomo, Rav Shlomo Zalman is quoted as saying the following. Ein min haroyu linsoa biyodim l'makom bo lo sisafshe tfilah b'tzibur. It's not appropriate. It's not right. It's not roi. It's not a good thing to travel knowing that you're not going to have a minyan. Ella in Cain, with the following three exceptions. Litzorchei brius, if it's for health reasons. Parnasa, financial reasons, or mitzvah, or for the sake of the mitzvah. So Shlomo Zalman gives us three very clear guidelines, three exemptions as to why one and when one does not have to daven b'tzibur. Brius, health purposes, parnasa, financial reasons, or a mitzvah. Those are three reasons that one is not required to daven the minyan. Thus, if a vacation would fall under any of these three categories, it would be permitted to miss tefillah b'tzibur. If one is tzorchei brius for one's health, one's mental health, one's emotional health, one's physical health, one needs a break, one needs a vacation, one needs to skip town, like Rav Moshe Sternbach and Tshuvas van Hagos, hazokuk lemenucha, if somebody really needs to rest, and we call that brios, that would be a reason to exempt one from tefillah. And like the Mishnah Berurah, parnasa also is a reason that one can skip and is not required to daven b'tzibur, or a mitzvah, if there's a family setting, if there's a simcha, or something else, hachnasas orchim, a certain example, bikur cholim comes up, a chasna comes up. In these circumstances, if there is no possible way to daven with a tzibur, you have to travel, you have to get on a plane, a train, whatever the circumstance may be, those are all reasons that one could potentially be pater from tefillah b'tzibur. If you take a look in the Sefer Halicha Shlomo, commenting on Reb Shlomo Zalman's words, his son-in-law Reb Zalman Nechemia Goldberg Zicharon Levracha explains that Reb Shlomo Zalman's psak is most simply based upon the halacha in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Shabbos. Ein mafligin besvina pachus migimul yamim. You're not able to travel and set out on a trip less than 3 days before Shabbos. The Baal Mor explains in the Paskin and Shulchan Aruch because you're putting yourself into a situation where you're going to be Mechalel Shabbos. However, if it's for the sake of a mitzvah, if you need to travel, you need to leave, it's potentially mutter, whether or not that's for Pikuach Nefesh, not for Pikuach Nefesh, whether we consider that to be an ones of Patur, take a look in the Ha'ara of Reb Zalman Nechemia Goldberg and Sefer Halicha Shlomo commenting on the words of Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Similar to Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach is Reb Elezer Waldenberg in the Tzitz Eliezer, Chelek Chav Beis Simen Hay, writing to a doctor who's living in Israel, needs to travel to America for a medical conference. Ritzitz Eliezer writes, similar to B'Shalom Zalman Orbach, if it's for medical purposes, and in this context he wasn't receiving medical purposes, but this doctor is going to be trained and be able to better serve the people. And more than that, he quotes the language of the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam that we noted, Yishtadel or Im Yachol, that indicates that there is no absolute chiyuv to daven b'tzibur. Says Rav Oldenburg, Ritzitz Eliezer, that in those contexts, if it's for the sake of parnasa, and if there is a reason that one has to go, in these circumstances, because there is no absolute chiyuv, one would be mutter, and in this context, the physician, the doctor, would be permitted to go on his medical conference to the United States, even though he was going to miss tefillah b'tzibur. How far, however, if one is on vacation, or if one is even at home, does one have to go to daven b'tzibur? This, the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Tzadi, the Mishnah Berurah, commenting on the Shulchan Aruch notes that it's 1 mil. A mil is approximately 18 minutes, and the Poskim say that it's time-based, not distance-based. Therefore, if a person is able to get to a minyan within 18 minutes in one's car, that would be the requirement, that would be the length that one would have to go. So if somebody's out of town, or if somebody's in town, and there's a minyan within 18 minutes of one's home, that is the requirement that a person needs to go in order to daven with a tzibur. However, if these exemptions exist, if one is a chola, if one is a tashkocha, if one is on vacation, or if one is not able to daven the minyan because of a parnasa, because of hefsed mamon, there are three other things that one can do in order to daven as if he is with the tzibur. Number one, the Shulchan Aruch says, you should daven b'shah shehat tzibur mispalalim. You should daven when the minyan in your shul is davening. So whatever time that is, make sure to daven at the same time as the tzibur, and that has the quasi effect and import of davening with the tzibur. A second thing that you can do if you can't daven with a minyan is to daven b'beis haknesses b'yichidus, if it's possible to daven in a shul. Even b'yichidus, says the Shulchan Aruch, that that's also very, very important, because the beis haknesses has kedusha, and therefore even though you can't daven with a minyan, if it's possible to daven in a shul, that is what one should do. Finally, the poskim note the third option, and that is to daven b'neitz, daven with sunrise neitzachama, in order to also be considered as if you're davening b'tzibur, has the koach of tzibur davening at neitzachama. Thus, one has to take into account many different things in order to be exempt for tefillas atzibur. Of course, one should go to the greatest lengths to daven with a tzibur, as many do and as many have, in order to make sure that one's tefillos will be heard in a different way than they are heard biyachid. However, when the time calls, and when the situation must arise that one can't daven with a tzibur because of hefsed mamon, because of a choli, because of a vacation and a chofesh and a menucha, in those contexts, one is permitted not to daven with a minyan, but nonetheless, these are the options that one has in order to make sure that the tefillah does have the koach of davening b'tzibur. Wishing everybody a wonderful day, a wonderful Shabbos, and all of our tefillos should be heard.